The Mysteries of Paris, Volume 5 by Eugène Sue. Chapter 1. The Presentation, Part 1. A few days after the murder of Madame Séraphin, the death of the Chouette, and the arrest of the gang of desperadoes taken by surprise at Bras Rouge's house, Rodolphe paid another visit to the house in the Rue du Temple. We have already observed that, with the view of practicing artifice for artifice with Jacques Ferrand, discovering his hidden crimes, obliging him to repair them, and inflicting condign punishment should the guilty wretch, either by skill or hypocrisy, continue to evade the just punishment of the laws, Rodolphe had sent to fetch from one of the prisons in Germany a young and beautiful Creole, the unworthy wife of the negro David. This female, lovely in person as depraved in mind, as fascinating as dangerous, had reached Paris the preceding evening and had received the most minute instructions from Baron de Groen. The reader will recollect that in the last interview between Rodolphe and Madame Pipelet, the latter, having very cleverly managed to propose Cecily to Madame Séraphin as a servant to the notary in place of Louise Morel, her proposition had been so well received that the femme de charge had promised to speak to Jacques Ferrand on the subject. And this she had done, in terms most flattering to Cecily, the very morning of the day on which she, Madame Séraphin, had been drowned at the Ile du Ravageur. The motive for Rodolphe's visit was, therefore, to inquire the result of Cecily's introduction. To his great astonishment, he found, on entering the lodge, that although 11 o'clock in the morning had struck by all the neighbouring dials, Pipelet had not yet risen, while Anastasie was standing beside his bed, offering him some sort of drink. As Alfred, whose forehead and eyes were entirely concealed beneath his huge cotton nightcap, did not reply to his wife's inquiries, she concluded he slept, and therefore closed the curtains of his bed. Turning around, she perceived Rodolphe, and, as usual, gave him a military salute by lifting the back of her left hand up to her wig.
"Ah, my king of lodgers, service to you. How are you? As for me, I'm upset, bewildered, stupefied. Pretty doings have there been in the house since you was here. And my poor Alfred, obliged to keep his bed ever since yesterday.
Why, what has happened?
Positively, don't you guess? Still going on in the old way with the monster of a painter, who is more bitter than ever against Alfred. He has quite muddled his brains, till I declare I don't know what to do with him.
Cabrion again?
Oh, he'll never leave off.
He must be the very devil.
Really, Monsieur Rodolphe, I shall very soon think so, for he always knows the very instant I quit the house. Scarcely is my back turned, and there he is, in the twinkling of an eye, worrying and tormenting my poor old dear of a husband, who is as helpless and frightened as a babby. Only last night, when I had just stepped out as far as Monsieur Ferrand's, the notary's. Ah, there's pretty work there, too.
But Cecily, said Rodolphe with some little impatience, I call to know.
Hold hard, my king of lodgers. Don't be in such a hurry, or you'll put me out. And I've such a deal to tell you. I don't know when I shall have done. And if once I'm interrupted in a story, I never know when to begin again. There now, go on as fast as you can. I'm listening. Well, then, first and foremost, what do you think has happened in the house? Ah, you'll never guess, so I'll tell you. Only imagine, old Mother Burette's been taken up.
What, the female pawnbroker?
Oh, Lord, she seems to have had a curious mixture of trades, for besides being a money lender, she was a receiver of stolen goods, a melter of gold and silver, a fortune-teller, a cheat, a dealer in second-hand clothes, and any sort of contraband articles. The worst of the story is that Monsieur Bras Rouge, her old sweetheart and our principal lodger, is also arrested. I tell you the house is thoroughly upset with these strange doings.
Arrested? Bras Rouge arrested?
That he was, I can promise you.